What is this idiot doing?
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Please stop talking.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So at exactly 8:30, we're going to open up the phone lines. And you're going to get a chance to win pearl earrings from Mark Klein, Klein's Fine Jewelers. Pearl earrings. And that's a great gift this it's a really, really nice gift for her. So this is a nice gift. 8:30, open up the phone line, 713-780-3776 at 8:30, exactly 8:30, in the 15th caller that says circumcise. Circumcise. That's the word. In honor of her heel and Fred. Okay? So if you're looking to win pearl earrings, not a necklace, not an eye patch, earrings. Then yeah, I don't know about that whole eye patch thing, a pearl eye patch. But somebody brought that up. But that's the deal. Here's the deal. Brian Cushing, he met the media yesterday, and he was asked, were you taking Adderall? And he said no. It wasn't Adderall. He says he's taking some. Listen, after overtrained athlete syndrome last time, and I thought I had cancer, and blah, 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 and it turned out, whatever, dude. Listen, I'm not going to be hypocritical, though. I would cheat. I'm just saying. To make life-changing money for my family, and, you know, I'll take the risk myself, my body. Yes, I would cheat. I would do steroids. Just some guys can't get there. You can't get to the... There were plenty of guys that came up in Major League Baseball that would have been AAA players, but they did steroids, and they got to the major leagues. It put them over the top. And you know what? Oh, yeah, well, you still got to be able to hit. But if you hit the ball 20 feet or 30 feet further every time because you're doing steroids, then you're going to be or that much harder every time, then you're going to be a better player. Okay? So the steroids help. There's no question about it. And steroids have helped Brian Cushing's career. Okay? He's a steroid dude. Now, is he denying it? Yeah. Well, I took something and I didn't tell the league. Okay. Other guys are taking it. If you tell the league about it, then, okay. This is the same as last time. Dude, he's trying to protect his reputation. I don't know why. Whatever. Rafael Palmeiro's trying to come back. Dude, you're a steroid guy. You're 53.
You remember how he hit when he came back off of steroids? He hit terribly.
Right.
And he was done.
Well, maybe now he's got something that's not detectable, and he can hit again.
Well,
you
Del,
don't know.
He can't hit at 53. Del, you got to.
Julio Franco could.
Here's Brian. Yeah, well, that's true. Well,
kind of. Well, that there's another dude.
Yeah. let's hear from Brian Cushing. This is all a misunderstanding.
It's a misunderstanding.
It's all a huge misunderstanding, and here's Brian Cushing to talk about it.
I don't want to get too much into particulars, you know, but there was a good amount of things bothering me in this past offseason, most mentally, you know, and I was given prescription medication I probably should have been more careful with and should have communicated with the league a lot better about, you know, I take full responsibility for it. And, you know, something now that I'm working with the league, I'm taking again through their terms and through their doctors to okay it. So, you know, that's the biggest thing. And, you know, the encouraging thing, there are other guys in the league that are allowed to take this.
Shit!
So, you know, that's the process we're in right now to hopefully get that done.
Other guys are doing
other,
it.
Listen.
Other guys doing
listen,
it.
Listen, I'm going through the league and their doctors. Now, yeah, Anibal. It is now. I'm going through their whatever.
No, he said he's got some mental issues and he was taking medication for it. That's what he told us.
Why is it performance enhancing?
Well, he's saying other guys are taking it.
Other guys are taking it.
He just didn't call the league.
As long as you get a prescription.
He just didn't call the league and let them know he's got mental problems.
I've had lots of problems. Most notably, my attention span was poor. And I needed to get better attention, which happened to be a controlled substance allow me to ramp up my... Right. I guarantee you it's Adderall. That's my guess.
He said, were you taking Adderall? And the answer is no. He answered no.
Oh, see, I didn't see it on the video. That was a separate one?
Yes.
He was asked that and
he was
said
asked
no?
And said no. So you have to believe him. because everything he says is believable.
A lot of problems.
I'm sorry.
Like, you can't take testosterone treatments. I don't. That's not. That, I don't think that's legal in the league. You can't do that, so it can't be that.
For his mental. This is for mental.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he said
I had a mental problem. And I needed, and I took a medication that was banned by the league for my mental problem.
He didn't say mental, did he? He just
said. He said mental.
No, he said I had a lot of problems.
It twice. Listen. In my bit, and you didn't hear it?
Yes.
I didn't hear your bit.
What is
wrong
with you?
Was your bit good?
Yeah, it was awesome. You missed it.
You missed it. But did he say that?
I don't want to get into particulars. There were a good amount of things bothering me in the offseason, most mentally. I was getting a prescription medication that I should have been more careful with and should have communicated with the league a lot better about.
So what's, but it has to be on the list of banned substances for performance enhancing, though.
Yeah.
What would be performance
enhancing? Anabolic steroids.
That's not help you mentally, John. Not,
that would help you mentally.
No, that's too far.
No, it's not.
Not
oh, yeah. Have you seen, oh, yeah. How could Brian Cushing possibly be doing any steroids? You know, what with the body and breaking down every day.
Here, you be the doctor. You be the doctor. I'm going to be Brian Cushing.
Okay.
Hey, Doc. It's me, Brian Cushing.
Yeah.
Just as an aside, I unblocked you before I came in on Twitter. So
well, thanks, bro.
Hopefully we're on good
terms. I tried to get a hold of you on Twitter, and
I
couldn't.
Yeah, I've been dealing with a lot of... it's mental. I'm feeling kind of down. I got some, you know, I feel a little bit depressed and whatnot. Huh. Do you have anything, any kind of medicines you would
suggest? Yeah, here's some anabolic steroids. Go ahead.
Oh. Well, I was expecting something else, but if
this will help you mentally.
I don't think I'm going to tell the league about this.
Well, no, you should. You should probably tell the league. If you get suspended, then you call them and tell them.
Oh, right. So after the 10-game suspension,
you follow.
I say, other guys are doing it.
A doctor gave it to me. What?
There's no way he went in with any kind of mental issues, and the doctor said, I know what will make you feel better, sir. Steroids, sir, anabolic steroids.
You're going to feel better about yourself when you can work out harder, get more muscle mass? Yes, you're going to feel better mentally.
Well, now, if you're a workout head, maybe that is true.
That is true.
You got it. I got a feeling Brian Cushing's self-esteem is pretty much tied to how many things he can lift.
That's exactly what it's tied to.
I feel like you guys are onto something there. I feel like do you think he ever looks at himself in the mirror if his rep count goes low? He goes, "Do you even lift, bro?"
He goes,
"Do you even lift, bro?"
I feel like he's a guy who maybe does after a night or a day where he doesn't get a good workout in, he starts hitting himself in the head. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? So weak, 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 weak.
Like, whoa, bro. You're still jacking up 225 31 times, bro. I used to be 35, bro.
But I'm down to 33.
Listen.
And he pounds his head on the desk.
He just had this conversation with himself. So stupid, stupid, stupid. What's the matter with you? Do you even skip leg days now, bro? Do you skip leg days now, bro? I'm sick of looking at you. I'm sick of looking at that piece of fat crap.
Like, he's that guy.
What?
Bernard McKinney's like, dude, you gotta
relax, man.
No, you still can lift. You still lift, bro.
Stop banging your forehead off the mirror.
People are like, no, Brian Cushing got that bloody forehead from hitting guys. No.
You can't even do rope toss.
I think in the mirror, in the weight room, he's banging his face off
That's why he's always bloody.
All cracked up.
Man, I like how you're acting like Brian Cushing wasn't a good linebacker.
What? What?
For two seasons?
Like 6 years ago?
I thought he was a great linebacker.
Like 6 years ago.
It was a while back.
Listen.
Before multiple
Brian Cushing is fine. But I'm just shocked. I really am. I'm really shocked at the Texans.
What?
No, I forget that. All that. After this again.
Oh, they bring him back?
Probably bring him back. Honestly.
Maybe
believe
players,
Dylan Cole.
No, here's why.
And Cunningham on the field.
Players Association.
You don't have to.
It's Bernardrick. They don't even talk about Dylan Cole. It's Bernardrick and Zach Cunningham that they talk about. And I wouldn't take...
Why wouldn't you want Dylan Cole on the field instead of Brian Cushing?
There's no place for you to even play Brian
You're
Cushing.
You're 4-8. You know what Brian Cushing is.
McKinney is better than him. And Zach does stuff he doesn't do.
Dylan Cole's better than him.
I know.
Yeah.
He's an updated model.
Yeah. Well... Yeah, a little different.
He's an updated version of him.
Well, he's a better version of him.
Bigger brow, but faster.
Well, has he ever bled from his nose?
Well, Dylan Cole can still lift the right amount. When Dylan Cole, 4 years from now, when he's having issues lifting.
What if Cushing goes in the locker room and, Cole, rookie, get over here.
And, you know, he's undrafted free agent. Yeah, yes, Mr. Cushing, what can I do for you? He goes,
lay down on that bench.
What? What are you talking about? You've got like 845 stacked up there on each side.
Lift that, bro.
I don't want to lift it.
Lift it!
Why, he's not going to scream lifting at him.
Dylan Coleridge reps out like he reps out like 405 pounds.
Around like this. Now I move like Cushing.
Cushing is a guy. Cushing is a guy. You know Cushing is a guy who holds the bar down on a guy's neck.
He's like, oh, instead of spotting him, he's actually down spotting.
Let's go, buddy.
He's like, let's go. God, I can't get this last one up.
And Cushing's laughing.
You think you're going to take my job? So he's got the hand grip like on top, but instead of lifting upwards, he's actually pushing down. And Dylan like, what's wrong, Cole? You can't get that up, Rook? He's like, man, I usually can get this.
And Vrabel has to run in there. Brian, what did I tell you about doing that to the rookies? It's like, hey, man, we're just having some fun.
No, stop.
And Dylan Cole gets all upset, like, want to do pull-up contest now, Brian?
No.
Is that what you want?
Dylan Cole's an undrafted rookie, so when Vrabel goes, Dylan, were you guys just having fun? Yeah, coach, we're just having some fun.
Oh, just like in the jailhouse. Not allowed to say anything.
We're just having fun, coach.
Was there any, Dylan, would you like to file a report against Brian?
No.
A report about
nothing
what?
Happened here.
So
what happened?
Cush is White Goodman? Who's White Goodman? Is that some lift warrior?
Probably. Warrior? I can assume what that character is.
I don't know who that
is. Somebody who lives, who's like the linebacker. Not that I've ever heard this ever 100 zillion times. He's a linebacker from...
What's the Ben Stiller's character from Dodgeball. No. From Dodgeball.
Dodgeball?
Yeah.
All right, 8:14, we got to take a break. Bottom of the hour here, don't forget, 8:30, 713-780-3776, 15th caller that says circumcised is going to win the pearl earrings from Klein's Jewelers. And don't forget about the Christmas party, December 22nd.
Do you even live?
And how about this? How about this gift for your kids? The Hoop Sporting Goal and equip. All the accessories, stencil the driveway. You can put the lettering on the pole pad, okay, to make it your, this is Jeremy's court or Brittany's court, whatever you want to do, you know, you can do that. You've got the best goal in the market. You've got the installation. You have got the light, the LED light where you can light up the whole court that goes on the top of the backboard. The backboard, you can go, it goes raises and lowers. So that the kids can dunk. They can hang on it forever and it won't break.
Can I do pull-ups on it?
Yeah, you can. Brian. Yes, Brian, young Brian, you can. You think Brian was a meathead when he was 10?
Started early.
All you have to do is call 281-3-
How heavy is it? Can I bench it?
281-351-9822. Yeah, the kids can do pull-ups on it. Yeah, yeah. It can also be your meathead kids pull-up stand. 281-351-9822 or produnkhoops.com. Produnkhoops.com. The best goal in the market. It's not even funny. It's not even arguable. I need you to go to 281-351-9822, produnkhoops.com. Get the best goal ever. It's hoops.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That is Death by Sexy. I found a picture of Brian Cushing. That's Craig Sheeman.
Of all the people to pull.
That's Craig Sheeman, who used to work, and so many people don't even know what that is. Stop. Why would you do that? December 22nd, 2017, is the official Cushing block party at Klein's. hosted by the bench. No, we're not. It's not a block party, Brian Cushing. I just wish. I don't. You know what? You can't tell the truth, and he's trying to save his reputation. Oh, well. And he, as well, he should.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, but I don't have we're still going to have some fun with it.
His second
he's not
band substance.
He's not as good as Dylan Cole, an undrafted free agent from Missouri State. He's just not fast enough anymore to play the position.
Is there any chance Brian Cushing is on this roster next year?
No. No. I thought smart teams wouldn't have had him on there this year. You could have saved a little bit of money.
Oh, 2 years ago, Lance.
Well,
I mean, honest. If he was a Patriot...
No, they would have gotten rid of him.
Like 3 years or 4 years ago, well, when they maybe could have gotten something.
Now, you would have had to roll with Zach Cunningham, who is a little thin and a rookie. You would have had to roll with him. You would have had it like Brian Peters. You know, you could have found a free agent. One thing
if Dylan Cole didn't get hurt, he would have been out there all year.
Yeah, but you didn't know that because he's undrafted. Like, we know it in hindsight. But you didn't know.
Oh, you mean during camp?
Yeah, the way you're looking at it when you're putting your camp together, you're like, let's get a rookie and then a rookie backing him up. Like, ooh, I don't know. But you can find veterans for cheaper than what Brian Cushing makes. Brian Cushing can't run.
No, that's
he can't run. You have to be able to run a little bit.
Let me ask you a question. I don't care. I mean, I know it's the 49ers. Jimmy Garoppolo is a pretty good quarterback and all that. But when Brian Cushing is on the field, if you don't take advantage of that running back out of the backfield with the possibility that Brian Cushing will be on him,
mm-hmm.
you've got to be the dumbest offensive coordinator ever.
Remember the famous laser pointer game?
Yeah.
Where Brock had lasers spiraling into his eyes? That game was a Texans win until they figured out, hey, can we run this fullback out of the backfield and get him matched up on Texans linebackers?
Yes.
That
was a lot of McKinney, too.
No, Texans linebackers. That's what I said. Because trust me.
Oh, and not only that.
McKinney's not that guy.
When McKinney was on the tight end as well. I mean, that was the game that was an eye-opening game.
My draft profile has Bernard McKinney's comp as Brian Cushing. I think they're the same player when Cushing came into the league. Not now. Bernard's much better now. That's why you had to have Zach Cunningham. That's why I wasn't crying when they got a cover linebacker in the second round, even though they needed a tackle still. That's why I was hoping maybe they'd go tackle third round. They went Deontay Foreman. Foreman's a nice player. I just thought maybe you could find running back later because you're going to be out of tackles. I watched this tackle. Longhorn fans probably remember this guy. I don't remember this guy. I just watched a tackle from West Georgia. Exciting life I live. I'm in a room watching tape of West Georgia tackle. And this is the most athletic tackle I've ever seen ever. I'm like, what the hell? This guy looks like a tight end run and a good tight end running around. He's about 290 pounds. His name is Desmond Harrison. His background is he went to Fort Bend Marshall. That's a school, right? Marshall High School, I think. Or no, Foster. Maybe Foster High School. Yeah. Marshall or Foster, one of them. It's a Fort Bend school. And I think before that, he went to maybe two different high schools, and then that was his third high school. So right there, you're like, well, I wonder what's going on here. One of them was a prep academy. Anytime you see prep academy in someone's background, you're like, ooh, I don't know about this. Somebody's trying to be eligible for a football or basketball. Then he went to a JUCO for a couple of years. Then he went to University of Texas. Was at UT, I think, but he was kicked out in 2014. So he left and didn't do anything for 2 years, just didn't play football. Then he surfaced at West Georgia this year in 2017. And I'm like, wow, this guy's really talented, like really, really talented, but really, really raw. I guess he's 24 now. I don't know. And he will test.
Sounds like he's about 30. Okay.
He will test out of the gym, but I'm just, you know, he got kicked out during the Charlie Strong, you know, five core values era where Charlie was trying to clean some things up. Which I didn't have a problem with Charlie trying to clean.
How many years ago is that now?
Well, Charlie
cleaned house right away.
Charlie's house cleaning started, what was it, 2012?
When he walked in the door.
Yeah. He got rid of a lot of guys and but I'm sure, I mean, this kid obviously has something going on. He's been at a ton of schools.
West Georgia. Okay, so?
Well, he's the kind of guy, though, that you might be able to find in the third round. He's better than Julian Davenport to me. My grade's going to be higher on him than it was on Davenport. And this is the kind of guy you're going to have to look at. Really raw players who you hope has some physical traits. That's the best you can hope for in the third round. That's the best you can probably hope for a tackle.
Yeah, because tackles are so valuable.
Yeah.
If you're any good.
And that history that you run down makes him a perfect fit for what the Texans like on their roster.
a lot of...
Yeah.
Turnover.
Yeah, you just named a guy that texts like, nah, we're good. We're not taking that guy.
That is true.
Oh, I got you.
No, he'll be off their board. No question.
What?
Well, he went to three high schools. We can't.
Charlie Strong kicked him out.
No.
Come on, Lance. Come on. You know who you're dealing with here.
Yeah, that's true.
If you hold out for a new contract, the warden will send you your ass back. Stop, Jose. We're not calling him the warden today.
That's his name.
But if you've been caught twice for cheating, no big deal. Immediately added to the roster. That is true. That's what I'm shocked about, is that this is a guy, this is exactly the kind of guy that the Texans have been. If this was any other guy, well, and somebody said, oh, well, they're just bringing him back because they want him in the Ring of Honor. If Brian Cushing goes in the Ring of Honor, good
man,
Lord.
That's
no freaking way.
That's part of the problem. Like, Brian Cushing hasn't been that good where he's Ring of Honor.
Like,
set a standard higher than Brian Cushing. No offense, Brian Cushing, but it needs to be, you know, Andre Johnson is your standard.
Yeah.
And everything needs to approach Andre Johnson. Brian Cushing doesn't approach. Look how many games he's missed in his career.
The Ring of Honor is for. Now, if you
Dwayne Brown Ring of Honor?
No. Hell, not after the crap they pulled?
If you were to take that away, would he have been there?
Maybe.
Obviously, yes. Best tackle you've ever had.
Yes. But here's the Ring of Honor is if you, like this Astros team, a lot, you know what, when it's all said and done, the Altuves and the Springers and the Correas and the Keuchels, they're going to be
that's
up on
easy.
The.
Are
they they're going to be retired
those
jersey
are they
because
Hall
they're
famers.
The best. Well, they're the best players on a great team. When you're crappy for 14 years now, 15 years now, the only guys that should get up there are the difference makers like Andre, JJ, and Deshaun. Deshaun has a chance, even as the small sample size that we have. But other than that, forget. No. We're not Arian Foster. No. Not Brian Cushing. No. None of these guys that are were good players. No. No. And oh, by the way, he had stink on him that is so un-Texan-like.
But then we shouldn't be doing this Texans worthy. I don't even like that phrase as a joke, Texans worthy. That's got such an old, like, Shaner Astros thing where let's make sure they're a certain kind of just super clean, blah, blah, blah.
Well, why can't they be super
version?
Clean like
Arian
this Astros team?
Arian was a great running back.
Why can't they be super clean and great like this Astros
the
team?
The Astros weren't that super clean. We had a guy get suspended for the eye thing. They weren't that super clean.
Slow down.
The eye thing. I got that. Okay. They weren't that
super clean. Like, thing.
For Chinito.
Yeah, they weren't that super clean.
You're gonna say, oh, say, so.
I don't have an issue, John, but a guy got suspended in the World Series for a racial thing. They're not that super clean.
I'm okay. Altuve. I'm pretty good.
That guy is pretty good.
That guy is awesomeness.
So no, I think Arian Foster, like Earl Campbell, had 4 great years for the Oilers, right?
Don't compare Arian Foster to Earl Campbell.
But why not?
Because Earl Campbell was a transition. He was a
transcendent, Texas?
Transcendent player.
He was transcendent at his time for sure. He was powerful. He was, you know. He also had 4 good years. That's it.
Yeah, so did Gale Sayers. I'm not putting Arian Foster with Gale Sayers or Earl Campbell.
Was an unbelievably productive, outstanding running back.
But
people may not have liked
him. What about
him.
The character? Do you remember he and his brother with the abortion, trying to force his girlfriend with the abortion thing?
I don't remember
okay,
anything.
He's not a character guy like Warren Moon, okay?
What the hell? Oh, and by the way, we're 15 seconds away from a chance to win.
Oh, yeah.
Some pearl earrings.
Yeah. Get your calling fingers
okay.
ready.
Count it down, Dell.
5.
No, well, you can't because it's on the stream.
Is that what people are already calling
for? All right. Everybody is going to be calling right now. 713-780-3776. Caller number 15 is going to win pearl earrings from Klein's Fine Jewelers. But right now, we're going to do Trailer Wheel and Frame. Let's talk about Trailer Wheel and Frame, my peeps over there. You know, it's funny, my sister-in-law is here, and she's got a giant trailer that she picks up all kinds of stuff. She is an interior designer for nursing homes. And I told her, I said, if you have any issues whatsoever, they live in Lafayette, but she's a trailer. She needs a trailer for her business. And if you need anything, And I said, and by the way, if you have more stuff that you have to get at any point, you can rent a trailer from Trailer Well and Frame for as long as you need it. You know, you can rent it. You can lease a trailer for months. You can do that as well. If anything happens to her trailer, they can fix it. This is the trailer place. I would think that Houston is the trailer capital of the world. Am I right? Or am I right? Trailer Wheel and Frame is the place for all of your trailer needs. That's why it's called Trailer Wheel and Frame. So you're looking for anything. And oh, by the way, the lights, the hitch, $100 hitch, all of the stuff, all the accessories you got as well. So 8222 I-45 North, the Canino exit. We're going to be there next Friday. I want you to come on out and see us. It's always a great time out there, Trailer Wheel and Frame. But you need anything trailer wise this holiday season. It's trailerwheel.com, Trailer Wheel and Frame.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, that's a sad story, Del. Maybe you can tell that story someday when the kids are in school.
Tell it on Raheel and Del.
Raheel and Del. The Raheel and Del. With Tyler show. You guys never include Tyler.
Only been 2 weeks.
What do you mean it's only been 2 weeks?
He hasn't put in the work. I was with you, well, the combination of whoever you worked with for 4 to 5 years before I got featured credit.
That is true. And now it's John, Lance, and Dell.
Well, it's Lance.
It's the bench.
It's really
and
just
Dell.
It's just really just Lance and everybody
it's
just, else.
Yeah, it's Lance who changed radio.
Yeah, you weren't even there.
I was barely even on the radio with him.
Del loves every little bit of, like, ooh, I need to file this one away. Ooh, I like this. Yes, let me pull this one here.
Yes, I mean, everyone loves you.
Body bags. Somebody said body bags.
No,
this is great.
No, I said that.
You stole that from somebody
didn't.
On
that
Twitter.
That was mine.
I don't know that we've had more Twitter reaction than today, especially about Ring of Honor. Stop. Will Rich Smith ever be in the Ring of Honor?
Do they put executives in the ring?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Well, Gil Brandt's probably in
right,
Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
But Dallas's ring, look, not a Dallas. We all know. We all hate Dallas. But Dallas has a lot of history of success. Their ring is pretty strong.
If you mean start, like the Texans?
This way you kind of have to wait on this Ring of Honor thing to see how things play out. Like, Deshaun's on a trajectory. JJ is making it no matter what. $37 million lock.
He's a 5-year guy.
Three-time defensive player of the year.
Right.
Arian Foster.
You know what? He's
Arian Foster, 2-time All-Pro.
Screw.
As many years as
John, you're allowing
JJ.
Your disdain. Your disdain
I have
for Arian
disdain
Foster.
For him.
You don't like him.
All right. Yeah, but he's not going to be in the Ring of Honor.
Oh, yeah, he's got stink on him.
He's got stink.
But Cushing has a different type of stink, and he may get in.
No, Cushing's not getting into the Ring of Honor.
Hold on, Lamont has an interesting name, but this is the fact. This is where you are with the Texans that you have to consider.
D'Amico Ryans? No way.
Because he didn't play long enough.
No.
From 6 to 11?
Yeah, no, D'Amico Ryans is not out.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
that's exactly
11.
My point. That's These are not Ring of Honor guys.
Why? Well, I said
Ring of Honor guys is a guy who changes an organization.
I said during the break, why are we having this discussion when there's only one guy worried? It's not a Ring of Honor. Just put his jersey up, and when you get more guys,
JJ is going to
JJ.
Be in.
Yeah.
But he's Gale Sayers.
Dwayne
he's
Brown
had 5 years.
Be.
He basically played 5 years in the league.
Dwayne Brown should be. I don't get whatever issues you have.
No, you're not going to do that. Not after what he said about Bob. No chance. Cal, listen, there's no chance. By the time Cal is done owning the team.
He should be if it's based on football.
By the time Cal is done owning the team.
Yes, then.
Then no one will remember who the hell Dwayne Brown was.
Hey, this is a multi-time Pro Bowl. He's one of the best left tackles in football for at least 4 years. Yeah. He was considered maybe the best.
And he turned Bob. And he turned.
But that, it, football alone, he
turned on Bob.
But football alone, he should be in. That's 2008.
Who puts him in the Ring of Honor? The owner. You think this owner's going to put him in the Ring of Honor?
Probably not.
Isn't Bobby you know how some like people who never served in the military are named Captain? Like they get the name Captain.
Captain Munnerlyn?
No, that was his
Munnerlyn.
That was his given
every
name.
Every time I heard every time I greet, I swear to God, there's never been a time that I haven't heard. And at cornerback for the Vikings, backup cornerback, Captain Munnerlyn's coming in. Like, I just go immediately to some guy, bro.
But who's the guy who's the guy who managed Elvis? Wasn't his name Captain something?
Yeah.
Captain Tom?
Yeah, did he ever serve? Like, what? Wouldn't Warden be a name of affection?
No.
Wait
a minute. There's only two. There's JJ and Bob McNair that go in the Ring of Honor. And he's not going up as Warden Bob.
Yeah, but Captain Tom is called Captain Tom all the time. Let's call him, Warden Bob.
Unless Star Gene is not going into your training camp Ring of Honor.
No.
Because if we had to do that.
Do you think the Texans will adopt Tremont Williams, even though, because they like to say, hey, we had him in training camp. Remember they sent out that press release? We've had this many Pro Bowls, including Tremont Williams.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did. They were talking about, was like during the 2010 season when they were terrible.
He wasn't even on practice squad. He was cut.
Yeah.
They
signed him.
They claimed him?
They signed him,
As undrafted free and then cut him.
They were talking.
That should be a ring of shame. He should be in their ring of shame, along with Amon Green is in the Ring of Shame. You've got Tremont Williams because of management's decision or coaches or whoever to cut him. Ed Reed, Ring of Shame. Glover Quinn, Ring of Shame, because he should still be here playing for the Houston Texans.
Sam Montgomery, Ring of Shame.
Ring of Shame. The whole 2013 draft, Ring of Shame.
Why are we having a Ring of Honor discussion? The Ring of Shame discussion is clearly the one we should be having.
And they're all
we got so many names.
They're more management-based.
What was it, Charles Hill?
Yeah, third round pick in the first year.
In the first year.
Benny Joppru.
Benny Joppru, don't say that. I once said on Twitter.
Jason Witten or Benny Joppru?
Jason Witten, the Texans took Benny Joppru instead of Jason Witten. And he tweeted back, oh, John, you have a very nice avatar of your family. Thanks for thinking of me. I was like, oh.
No, he's that guy. He calls himself a bus. He's actually pretty funny.
I know.
But does Charlie Cashley go on Ring of Honor or Ring of Shame?
Now, hey, John.
Hey, see.
You love them, though.
Hey.
Wait a minute now. Hey, Lance, you know better, right, than answering questions. Hey, I go work with Charlie. When I go on the NFL Network, I see
how's that? Uncomfortable?
Hey, Charlie, he goes, hey.
Hey, see?
Hey, how we doing? Okay? did you just ask how I'm doing? I'm doing fine.
No, how are we doing?
Yeah, we're doing okay. Me and my family? I don't know. Hey, listen, all right? There's a lot of football. Okay, in the draft, all right? So you got to be ready for everything, okay? So that's how we're going to do it.
What?
I'm like, okay. Was that referring to a segment we're going to do, or what's exact? Hey, the whole thing, all right?
What?
I don't know what Charlie's saying.
Speaking of which, why is Herm Edwards still on ESPN today? Can anyone, if you're Arizona State, are you like, hey, dude, what are you going to go to? Are you going to go to work or something?
We all know he's not doing anything. The coordinators are going to be doing all the work.
But shouldn't Herm be in somebody's living room trying to get him to go to Arizona State?
Honestly, seen that press conference? Do you want him
after that press conference? I can't see him coaching the first game of his third season. There's just 2 years, and that's got to be.
Wasn't it your question, though? Is it Herm Edwards against the field?
Yeah.
I want to change my pick.
Did you pick the field?
I think I took the field. I want to take that Herm Edwards won't be there probably after this year. Probably one and done for Herm Edwards because he's so out of touch.
I just think he's going to shut it down. I think I don't even think he's going to get fired. He's just going to say, I don't understand any of this stuff that we're doing here on the recruiting trail. What are we even doing? Like, he'll go into a neighbor. Can you imagine him going in here? Kids are sitting on the couch. Here's the thing right now. Every opportunity you get to be a great devil And I'm not a devil, but a sun devil. Not devil like a devil that comes up from hell, hellfire and brimstone. You know, that's preacher talk. We're talking about running an offense. What? Who's running an offense? Not the devil. The devils. And that, I'm not saying that your son's going to be one of those things where the Catholic priest comes in and puts a cross on his head and he's just screaming and puking blood or whatever it was from the movie.
Hey, Coach Edwards, I'm a defensive back. Why are we talking about offense?
Well, hey, because you got to understand something. There's two forces here, good and evil. Devils are actually good in this particular case. So, do you remember I coached in the NFL? Hey, wait a minute. This whole thing is crazy. Pac-12 football, what? We're going to bring physicality back to the devils. In the devil's sense, I don't want you to think it's bad. It's good.
What?
Sign up right here. It's a piece of paper. Sign your name. That's not how it works, coaches. Signing day is different. You can't just scribble your name on the paper. It's good. I wrote it out.
No, Coach, I think I actually have to fax you a letter on the day of.
Just go ahead. Do-do-do-do-do-do. It's a fax. It's officially a fax. Coach, that's not how it works.
There's no way he has any
Coach,
idea.
You're
there's
just
no way.
Fax noises.
There's no way he has any idea that there's an early signing period.
No, he doesn't know.
There's
he
no
doesn't
idea.
Know.
That starts this year.
And remember, your word is your bond. Your word is your bond. Are you committing? Yes or no? Say it now. Say it. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Give it to me, Jared.
What?
Thumbs up, Coach. There we go. Sign your name on here.
How is Herm Edwards going to? How is he going to handle being hat tricked on signing day? How is he going to handle?
Come on,
that?
Baby. Put on the devils. Put the devils on, baby. He's going to be watching on the stream. How are we watching this on the computer? I don't even understand what we're doing here, watching a TV show of a kid with a bunch of hats. And the hat trick is old now.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen the commitment
video? Oh no, they haven't kicked it up.
Where have you seen the document? The kid who's made his own, like, Walking Dead video where he committed to some... Did you see that?
I saw that, yeah.
It was, first of all, it was incredible filmmaking, if I may say so.
Bleacher Report provides all the talent for the filming and the makeup and stuff.
These kids, his friends who are on the team are dressed in makeup. And it's got a Michigan hat on. And he strikes him down like, well, Michigan's out. Okay, Herb's going to be sitting there. I got a piece of paper. I'm watching a bunch of damn zombies run around after some kid, and he's just knocking them down. Who did he just knock out? Who just tried to kill him? UCLA? Good, they're out. Who else now? Coach, you got to stop. That's not going to make him a Sun Devil.
Herm thinks he can be in college football because he coaches that All-American game. I've been around these kids. I understand. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Not nothing.
Kids anything. Know me. I went viral. Do you know who I am? I'm the viral one. They made a remix of me saying you play to win the game. That's me. Like, well, that doesn't mean I'm going to sign with you because they made a remix of it. Hold up. Have you gone viral? I have. You know who else ain't gone viral? Clay Helton from USC. What's Clay Helton ever been viral for? How many YouTube hits does he have? Like, Coach, why are you yelling at us?
Coach, he won a Rose Bowl, and he's in a Cotton Bowl, Coach.
So, let me Google his name. Hold on. Clay Helton, YouTube viral. Nothing.
You ever pick up a fumble from Joe Passaccia?
Yeah. You ever heard of, I'm going to tell your name right now, Joe Passaccia. You ever heard that name before? Look it up on the Googles. It's in there. YouTube, me, play to win the game. I'm in the top 10 videos at Sports Center for 37 straight weeks.
Look it up on the Googles.
Come on, fam.
You got to get people to lower their bills. How about improvemybills.com?
Well, that's in the next segment.
That's not it?
Yeah. Let me tell you, here in about 7 minutes, you don't even have to fax them. You just text them. What is a text? What is that? When the people send me the face of the poo? When they send a poo face man to me, hey, let me know. When a recruit sends me a poo emoji, what does that mean? What does that mean when somebody sends me some poo? I don't want sendmeyourpoo.com on a phone call.
What's next?
Coming up, a commercial.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
You know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
8:53 here on the bench. John, how about this name? Does Dante Robinson get into the Texas
team? Well, I'm looking at Pay Me Rick.
Out.
How about pay me? Just put Pay Me Rick up there.
Why does everyone have beef with management and ownership? Like everyone we can think of.
What about
Dwayne? No. What about Arian? No. What about Dante? No. But these are all your Pro Bowlers.
Mm-hmm. What about just putting Petey up there?
Fagans. DeMarcus Fagans, a.k.a. Petey.
Petey.
Goes in the ring of shame.
No. Why can't he go in the ring of honor?
Who was that?
Petey
guy
was so sweet.
Who was the other one that they brought in? God, he stunk. The cornerback they brought in, it was so bad that John McClain tried to, like, if you actually look at his stats, he's actually pretty good. This guy was terrible. Jock Reeves.
Jock Reeves.
Remember how bad we called him? Yes. Petey Reeves. Because when you're so bad that your nickname is the nickname for every bad player, your ring of shame.
Is Kevin Johnson turning into Petey Johnson?
He's not turning into Dante Robinson. By the way, we have Ring of Honor.
Right.
But we've also created here on the bench the Ring of Shame.
Ring of Shame.
And we'd like to induct someone into the Ring of Shame right now. Del, can you play the Ring of Shame music, please? That's an interesting choice.
Where did you find this Ring of Shame music?
The 20th Century Fox.
Yeah. Why is that Ring of Shame?
Gets you going. And this guy should belong. And being inducted, our first inductee into the Ring of Shame, and there should be several to come,
mm-hmm,
is Matt Leinart. Matt Leinart on a mobile joins us right now. And Matt, first of all, congratulations on being one of the initial inductees into the Ring of Shame. You once came in against Jacksonville and got hurt, I want to say, on the third play after Matt Schaub had broken, or maybe it's against Tampa. No, Matt Schaub had hurt himself, Liz Frank injury. You got the start the next week. You got hurt like the third play or something, and then that was it. And I don't even remember who came in after that. So welcome in, Matt Leinart on a mobile. You were just inducted into the Ring of Texan Shame.
Sweet. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it, man. You know, that's back when I had my sweet stash going. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, we do. That helped
me
too.
We remember that.
But, you know, I really never got, you know, like a fair shot in Houston or whatever. I still look back fondly. I met a lot of cool chicks when I was there, you know. It wasn't all bad, bro.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not all bad, dude. I mean, I had a lot of fun, and now you got a nice TV gig after, because of your stay here in Houston and how you excelled here. That's totally sweet, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm excited for this weekend. You know, I think it's pretty clear that the next Heisman is going to be another Trojan QB. Darnold's a shoe-in, bro.
He's not winning, bro. He's not winning.
Bruh.
It's going to be Baker, bro.
What?
It's not going to be Sam Darnold.
Bruh,
no. It's not him.
No.
What? Oh, come on, dude. You'll see. You'll see.
No, we're serious. It's not happening.
Yeah.
We'll just see, guys. You guys, you know, to the casual fan, it may not look like he's going to win, but those of us that really know, you know, we know what's up.
It doesn't look like to anybody that Sam Darnold's going to win. Casual fan, hardcore fan, children, nobody. Nobody thinks he's winning, bro.
He wasn't even invited.
He didn't get invited, bro.
He didn't get invited.
He didn't get the invite.
You know, another cool development in my career, you know, obviously you've probably noticed that there's a couple of NFL teams in L.A. now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to start a QB controversy or anything, but, you know, their QB play is pretty substandard.
Philip Rivers and Jared Goff are not playing. Bro, they're – Philip, thanks and first of all, congratulations on your Ring of Honor and Ring of Shame induction. Secondly, I think the Chargers – with Philip Rivers and then Jared Goff with the Rams, I don't think they're going to be calling you, bro. And you're doing TV. Stick with the TV thing.
Well, look at what happened for Romo, dude.
He's wearing skinny suits now.
Dude, Romo got suits. It, right? Right. I mean, Cutler.
Also, look what happened to Jay Cutler, bro.
For Jay Cutler. Romo was called, and he didn't answer. But Jay Cutler was going to TV, right?
Yeah.
Look it.
And he bounced.
Yeah, and look how great it's gone.
Was Cutler going to be the lead? Cutler was just...
No, he was just going to Fox. He was in the lead. Romo went right in the lead. Romo went right to the lead.
Oh, they didn't even mess around with Romo.
Well, of course, it was him or Phil Simms. Beat it.
But Romo, they put him on the lead dog role. Yeah. They just said, we just assume you're better than Phil. And they're like, yeah, I am.
Should I try out? Nah, you're good. You're going to be fine.
We got so many. Of course, Ed Reed should get an induction.
Oh, but I got so many. What about Dave Ragone?
Man, how come I can't get a ring of shame, bro?
How about Dave Ragone? How about Shiloh Keough?
Ring of Shame.
Super Bowl winner Shiloh Keough.
Are we allowed to put Matt Stevens? I don't feel like we can.
Yeah, Matt Stevens. No, that's bad. No, not Matt Stevens. Although he would have been the.
Been up there pretty high.
He was.
Preseason game got runt over and then tried to tackle and fell down because he missed. He didn't.
Well, he wasn't the one that got run over by.
No. It was a different guy.
Heard of. Yeah.
He was the one who tried to tackle and he fell down because the guy, he put his head down and everyone's like, that's not, I'm over here, bro.
Yeah.
Fall down and I realized, ooh, this is going to be a rough year.
What about Wally Lundy?
No, he's just a guy. He's not Ring of Shame, is he?
DJ Swearinger.
DJ?
You go put, that guy goes in the Ring of Honor. Remember that time he stripped the ball from a guy from the Oakland Raiders and stood there with his hands folded looking while the ball was right next to him and he couldn't even see it?
Remember the time?
And somebody else had to come pick it up like, dude, the ball's right there. Quit folding your arms and looking into the stands. Recover that fumble.
Do you remember the time that Oakland Raider ran him over? And who was it? Was it Murray who ran him over? DJ's in the hole. Only guy who can make a play. Murray was like, we're good.
We come back. I'll tell you the story real quick about when I hosted the DJ Swearinger show one time.
Oh, wow.
Hooters. Right now, I'm going to tell you about Ghost Solutions. It's Bill Advisor. And if you go to BillAdvisor.com, you'll find out all about what they've got going on. But I'm telling you right now, Bill Advisor is incredible. When you have a company who is working to... they are working to actually save you money, not just the initial time, but they continue to look over your bills. For example, Pearl is the one who handled, I call her my side chick. And my wife is okay with me having a side chick as long as Pearl is the one who's the side chick because she's saving the family money. She goes in and renegotiates bills like your phone and internet and satellite or cable. You know, when you have those connected and bundled, you are paying way too much. They will go in and negotiate for you and you'll come out with a much better deal. Home insurance, life insurance, home security. You heard yesterday, Lanny talked about the fact that two of the people they saved money on was over $2,000 for the year on just home security alone. Give them a call today. I promise you, this will be one of the greatest contacts you've ever made when you text bills to 313131. That's 313131. I saved $2,000 in one single year. They can save you on average $800 or more. Bills to 313131 or go to BillAdvisor.com.
To ESPN 97.5.